She lives in the wonderful world of the state of hypnosis and finds hidden gems in your subconscious mind. She laughs, she loves, she breathes, goes deep, transforms, transitions, and laughs again. More than anything, she knows that it's just a belief.
Hello, hello, this is JT, and welcome to my podcast, It's Just a Belief. You may wonder why I have chosen I Dream of Ginny as my theme song. Well, this is what we're going to talk about today, but more than anything, we're going to talk about conscious choices that are really subconscious choices, but they don't appear to be to start with. So the story goes like this. Today, I was talking with my coach. Yes, coaches have coached, just like, you know, physicians have physicians and psychologists have psychologists. So yes, I have a coach. And today, she's fantastic, by the way. And today, I was talking to her. She said, oh, I love the song you've chosen for your podcast. And I said, me too, I like it. You know, I love it, actually. And I love it because, and it's the because, the subconscious spoke. I love it because when I was a child, I was dreaming of clacking my fingers, nodding my head, and things would get done. Things would transform. Things would change. And this is when it became clear to me. When I was a child, I wanted things to change rapidly. And this is really now what I am doing. I'm a rapid transformational therapist. So things change quite rapidly for my clients. So for those of you who don't know who I Dream of Ginny is, it's quite normal because it started in 67 until 1970, and it played for years after. But it gives you my age, right? But it played at about the years where I was born. So it played for many years later. He was an astronaut and he found a bottle. And in the bottle, there was this woman, Ginny, who was 2,000 year old and could, you know, grant wishes. She put him in a lot of trouble. She was very funny and he had to hide her from people. But so, you know, she would have this funny thing with her hand and with her head that she would do that would make things happen instantly. It was quite funny. So you might want to laugh and look at one or two episodes if you can find them. So when I was a child, you know, I was dreaming about clacking my fingers and my room would be clean. Or then the 2 hours drive to my grandmother, we wouldn't have to do that. It was just like this, and we would be at my grandmother. I was dreaming of, doing this and then having a brand new, fantastic house for our family. So this was really things then when I was a child was really, you know, in my subconscious mind. And it has influenced a conscious choice. And the conscious part was, and this was the narrative until today, was, oh, I chose this song because it's joyful, because it's funny, because it really made me laugh, because I want to dance and I want to be happy every time I listen to it. And that's the conscious choice. But then subconsciously, the reason is that it matches really what I want to talk about in this podcast, which is, you know, subconscious mind changes, transformation, and transitions. As you know, or you might not know, I do a lot of career transition because my former career as an executive, I was in HR. And actually, I did 25 years in HR. So I know quite a bit, I think, about talent. And I know quite a bit also about career and the corporate world. And so I do help people make career transitions. And you know, we always go back to what they were doing when they were a child, at what they were playing, how they were feeling. It unfolded beautifully for me to see it today as clearly, that subconscious choice and then that conscious choice. So you know, maybe you want to think about it. What is it that you were playing at when you were a child? You know, what is it that you were doing when you were a child? You were thinking when you were a child that are influencing the choices that you are making today for yourself to be better aligned with who you are or your inner, really inner desires. And then the other thing that I wanted to do when I was a child was I had a recorder, you know, those recorder. So I was recording question and answer. So I would have a guest, I would be on TV, I would be on a TV set, or I would be on a radio show, and I would ask questions to people and people would answer. And I would do both, question and answer, and then I would add music at the beginning and at the end. It's not funny, right? When you think about it today. But where it leads me, it's the podcast, but there's so many people doing podcasts today, and I'm sure they were not all thinking about, you know, doing that when they were a child. But the fact that in my work today, asking questions is a big, big portion of my sessions. I probably ask, you know, 30% of the time I'm asking questions to clients, investigating with them, their subconscious mind, asking, you know, deep and deep and deeper question in order to get answers for them from their subconscious mind. So it's very powerful to think that, you know, when I was a child, subconsciously asking questions, finding, having answers, and then doing recording, which I'm doing too in my RTT session, my rapid transformational therapy session, you know, all this was there from a subconscious perspective. And from a conscious perspective, of course, I decided to do what I do because I want to help people, because I know how it feels to be trapped. I know how it feels to be suffering. I know how it feels to be stuck. And I know how great it feels to experience equanimity, to experience freedom, to experience a life that you really enjoy living, despite not everything being perfect, not every day being rosy, but having that strong belief that whatever comes your way, you can handle it. So I want you to think about, you know, what is it that you wanted to do as a child that you think could influence the choices that you're making today, or the choice that you want to make? You know, say you want to change career, or there's something else in your business you want to change, or there's something else in your life that you can't solve. Think about the games you were playing when you were a child. Think about the things you were doing, that you were enjoying, that you were passionate about. And think about how these things made you feel, how they made you really feel. Because I remember, like, when I was asking those questions, I felt so good. I was so focused, and I really wanted to get, you know, deep answer from the people. And I was giving the answer, so that was easy. But today, in my sessions with my client, it's exactly that. Like, I go in the zone and I ask question and they give me answer. And then we ask another question to their subconscious mind and another question until we get to the root causes of, you know, what they want to solve. And then we find solution, we rewire, we deconstruct, and we do all that by asking questions. So, you know, I'm returning the question to you once again. You know, think about things you were doing when you were a child, games you were playing, things you were enjoying. Time was passing by so fast. And think about if they have any roots into some of the decision, or if they could hold the key to some of the questions you have right now, either about your career, your business, or other aspects of your life. Voila! I made it. I made my first episode. So I encourage you to register to my website, sign up, and you will get newsletters. You will get invitation to free events as well. And you can find out more about your subconscious mind and actually how you can yourself find answers to questions or issues you're having in your life right now or in your career and even with your business. So voilà, Jeanne-Hélène Surcotte. Thank you for being here today. And until next time, it's just a belief.